Hello everybody, this is Danilo Cuellar from PeacefulAnarchism.com out here in magnificent nature once again, the spontaneous order that surrounds us all. So today I want to talk about an occasional quote or proverb of Native American culture that I will be commenting on from time to time. And today, it's a Native American proverb that states, "Only the laws of the spirit remain always the same." And to me, what this speaks of is the immutable nature of natural law, of the golden rule. It is not a law that can be meddled with, tinkered with by man. It is not a law that man has created. It's a law that can be discovered through the examination of successful societies, examination of what constitutes morality, what everybody understands innately is morality. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Do not do unto others as you would not have them done to you. The golden rule, the silver rule. It's the basic laws of morality that have dominated civilized culture for time immemorial. These are principles that most children understand, and most adults and parents teach their children. Do not hit other people, or do not initiate violence, and do not take their stuff. Do not commit theft. Now, theft comes in many forms, as we live simultaneously experiencing the past, the present, and the future. Our relationship to the past are the fruits of our labor, our property, extensions of our toil. A violation of this would be theft. Our experience of the present is our self-ownership or our freedom to move as we so choose. Theft of this would be enslavement, infringement on those, on that freedom, imprisonment. And we exist in the future as our possibility for realizing and living out our lives to the fullest. Violation of our future or theft of our future would be murder. So no human being can claim, can rightfully or justly claim an exemption to these immutable laws. However, it seems as though one giant exception has proven itself to be legitimate in the eyes of those that have been successfully indoctrinated. That is the state, of course. The state is the giant exception to morality. It's the broken window writ large. It's a criminal institution. It's the biggest mafia or gang around. Al Capone could not have stood a chance. The drug cartels cannot stand a chance. The Crips or the Bloods cannot stand a chance. The greatest monopoly on violence in the land is the state. To those who oppose monopolies, their undying support of the state and its mandates and edicts is the epitome of hypocrisy. There can be no exemption to morality. We are all subject to the same laws. When we place up on a pedestal some human beings, some small group of human beings, and say these people are different, these people are special, when they rob at gunpoint, it's not extortion, it's taxation. When they kidnap people for victimless crimes, which are not crimes at all, this is not kidnapping, this is the war on drugs. When they print money and hand it out to their friends before the value of goods rises to go along with that printed money, this is not called counterfeiting. This is called money creation, or the Mandrake mechanism. They don't call it theft of your purchasing power. They call it inflation. And they say there's a 2% or 3% goal. as if that's a worthy thing to achieve. We must stop thinking that there are exemptions to these universal laws. In any discipline, be it mathematics, chemistry, physics, cosmology, astronomy, for a principle to be valid, it must be universalizable. If 2 plus 2 equals 4 for everyone, except for Jimmy, it's not a valid principle. Except for the rich man, except for the Hispanic man, except for the black man, except for the Jew, that's not a valid principle. Valid principles are universalizable. They're applicable to all, without exception. Politicians do not have any such exemption, save for those people who do not understand morality and economics. Economic law, just like laws of chemistry and laws of physics, are not created, they are discovered. There are no exemptions to the universal laws. These laws are not man-made, they are discovered. And when we can realize this, we will see and understand that the great venerable institutions that we idolize and revere, aka the state, is a farce, is a joke, is the greatest terrorist organization, is the greatest crime against humanity. But no violence is needed to rectify the situation. All that we need to do is turn our backs, recognize the farce for what it is, and look away. Their power will evaporate with the morning dew. It's very simple. Thank you very much for listening. This is peacewanarchism.com. Enjoy nature.